Good morning, Venu.
Good morning, Andrea.
So, you came in Auroville some time ago. What happened? Why you came here?
I heard about Auroville through my friends, and I was very interested in having an experience in Auroville. I applied for the volunteer service, and the opportunity came to me through Andrea from Auroville Radio. Thanks for him. It has been a platform for me to learn a lot of things. Like, in 2 months, I've transformed from a little boy into a man. I can say that very honestly, because both in personal front and professional thing, I've learned a lot from everybody, including you. I've learned my professional ethics, like, a lot of things from you. And the good thing about Auroville Radio is they guide me, but they don't do things for me. They let me do my work for myself. So editing or something which I was always dependent on others, such certain things I used to do it on myself, a lot of things. I got my own interviews, I did my own editing, and I was totally dependent on myself. Like, it made me more stronger, like, more self-confident. It made me something like that.
So you will come back to Anna University in 2 days' time, Sunday, right?
Yes.
What you will bring back from Auroville to your university regarding the personal experience, not exactly connected with the Auroville Radio, but also with the people that are residing in Auroville?
A lot of people in Anna University back are not very, they don't know much about Auroville. I'll bring with them back all my experiences, memories, and make them know more about Auroville. And there are a lot of talents in Anna University, and Auroville is a place which is always looking for good talents to grow, and a lot of volunteers. I will let them know about the good things here, and I'm definitely sure that my friends who are all talented will be keen to come here and work for Auroville. And I expect a lot of Anna University students back in Auroville in the coming season, in radio and other places. Like, a lot of talents, technical talents. I hope they all come back, and myself, I wish to come back here.
How was the life, the social life here in Auroville compared with your experience in Chennai?
I'm so happy. I mean, it was like a shock for me. It's completely different. Like, just some few miles away from Chennai, there is a different world here. It's like the same for everybody. For me, it was more shocking. I was enjoying this every moment. Even if I'm silent, even if I'm alone, even if I'm friends, every minute was teaching me some lessons. The learning thing, you know, life is about learning. Like, you learn through everything. And maybe in Chennai it was very slow. Like, in Auroville I was growing rapidly, meeting people from different countries, different cultures, knowing about them, how they behave. And lot of warm, nice people here. I mean, they made me feel at home. I've never been away from my family for more than 2 months. This is the first time I'm being alone, but I never missed Chennai all this time. And it's really hard for me to go back to Chennai now. I mean, Chennai is somewhere you have to survive. I don't want to talk bad about Chennai, but Auroville, after being in Auroville, it's really tough to go back to Chennai. This place is like, you know, you have your own space, and this place is it's like a medicine for me.
You said medicine.
Medicine for my mind, and it makes you evolve, you know. It's like something that, like, everything around here, it's like interacting with me. They all work together to grow me. And I've never planned a single day in Auroville. But still, without planning, just like that, every day has been a miracle for me. Every day has been teaching me new things. Lot of diversity here. One day I'm in a farm in the village. The next day I'm in a meeting with a lot of people discussing international problems, health issues. Like, it's all happening. One day I'm with a beautiful girl. It all happened. it all happened in the same place. If you, yeah.
You were in Mitra guest house, that is a place where a lot of youth are residing for giving voluntary works to the units and the services in Orvi. How is the life there?
Mitra is a place full of bustling energy. It's full of life. Like, a lot of youth come there and we make friends easily. It's not like staying in other places. If I Mitra, staying in Mitra was my right choice, I think. Like, I met a lot of friends, made a lot of friends. My communication was good, like. And my protection is stronger now. The protection I'm talking about is the richness is about love, you know. A lot of people, a lot of good energies meeting. People who come to Orville, they don't come here for money, mostly. They come here for service. So I meet people who are not blinded by money, power, all of things. I meet people who are here for service and experience, like-minded people. I'm not here for such things, so I'm also here for experience. So I meet a lot of like-minded people from around the world, and I'm more connected now. I'm not a person who is from Chennai, only Chennai. But now my memory is traveling around the world. And imagining such a thing is so beautiful for me. For some person who has never been out of South India, such a thing, like, I could make friends around everywhere and around the world. Like, it's not different. Coming to here in Mitra, meeting a lot of friends, you realize that even a person in Italy, he cries the same, he smiles the same. It's all human beings. There is nothing called a race which stops you from being a friend. It's all, even if he's from Germany, he's your roommate. And you share the same emotions, and you can get really close, and it's hard to get separated, but still we are connected. Mitra is a place of bustling energy, but sometimes it makes sad when people are leaving out. It's hard, but it's part of life, and we have to look forward to the future, the next thing. We shouldn't think about people leaving. We are connected forever. That is how we have to see them.
Okay, a question regarding how much is the cost to stay in Oroville for a couple of months? It's expensive, or you find out to survive with a little pocket money?
For a volunteer, for me it's quite, I don't have any income. I'm dependent on my parents right now. I've not started flying on my own now. But it's I'm going to pay for 7,000 for 2 months of stay. And if I get some concession, even through concession, I'm paying 7,000. If there is some adjustments with accommodation and food for volunteers, it would be more helpful. Like, it would encourage a lot of people to come, you know. In Upasana, in some places, they are paying for the accommodation and the food. It would be more comfortable if the volunteers are paid for some expenses. It would encourage a lot of talents to come here. My parents are okay with it. A lot of people, families might not be okay back in Chennai. My friends might be interested to come, but they might not have the money to come here. It will stop some good energies to come in, you know, some talents. I'm pretty sure that Oral Radio can be, I have some friends who can just make technical magics, and some maybe the paying for your own stay and food, even though you're working for the place, is stopping them from coming here. It's quite, compared to Indian standards, it's expensive. I don't know about other countries, but for an Indian, for a South Indian, a student, it is expensive. I'm not earning and I'm not working, I'm a student. So for me, it's expensive, I think.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for bringing me here. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Vanakkam.